דובר, יוחלם שעד שיום נקלה, איתו סובר שיושים שמות רוצה, ואין הלוכה כרב לא עזר. So that means that according to the Rav Bartinore, the הלוכה is, שובו שימשיכו כולו, is jail. Shlomo doesn't pass like that. Now, that is also the shite, not of the Rambam, but the Rambam mentions in the Chazok of the shite of Chachmei Amaron, and also in the Pirush HaMishne, Pirush Dalet. I asked you to go over that Mishne there. So the Rambam also mentions the Chachmei Amaron. So the Chachmei Amaron hold that when the Gemara in Tmure says, Shuvoshim Shechu Okulo, in this place Chosa Rabbi Noma Rabbeche Shuvo Shim Shichu Okulo Teiro. So it means simply Rabbi means that he simply dumped all the water into the mikveh. I mean, not in the mikveh directly, but near the mikveh, and then it glided down the mikveh, even though all the memsor, it was done to all the memsor, to all the memsor. So Mimil de Chachmei Amaron the Paschal like the Rabbi Kolof Reb Lezer, like the Rabbanon of Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. Even though we say Mishnas Reb Lezer ben Yaakov Kavinoki, Mishnas Reb Lezer ben Yaakov Kavinoki, so there are many Rishonim who say, so even if there is a machlokes between Reb Lezer ben Yaakov and Rabbanon, we should pass like Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, not like Rabbanon, because of Mishnas Reb Lezer ben Yaakov Kavinoki. So there are many Rishonim who say, I mentioned it several times, that this klal of Mishnas Reb Lezer ben Yaakov Kavinoki applies only to a Mishnah, but not to a Braise. Only when Reb Lezer ben Yaakov says something in the Mishnah, so even though he's Chilik and Rabbanon, so we pass like Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, but not when Reb Lezer ben Yaakov says in the Braise. So that's the reason as to why the Chachmei Amaron and the Rav Bartinore, they say that Ein Haloche K'Reb Lezer. In Aloche K'Reb Lezer, even though Reb Lezer accords with the shite of Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, because the Aloche is not like Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, the Aloche is like Rabbanon, and we don't say Mishnah Reb Lezer ben Yaakov Kavinoki in something that Reb Lezer ben Yaakov says in the price. All right. O yichve shekiv hakankanim shalagag shel yiplu hamayim mitichon lebeil elo yiplu nitzadachim umishom nimshochim lebeil. Now there is a shite that in order it should be amshoche, so then it must be spilled gimut vochim away from it. But not all the shenim, the Pope says that. Not all the shenim agree with it. But so according to many of the shenim, there is no haloche of 3 tvochim away. As long as it's not poured directly into the mikveh, but it's poured, let's say, on the spas of the mikveh, on the shore, and then it lights down, so then it's amshoche. Even though it is poured within less than gimut vochim from the mikveh, avolo yare chi mitbia katanim v'iro yisom nasi kimayim shuvim shari yeish bohen tfisas yideon. This is it. Alright, now the next issue. Now, so the Rav Bartinore follows the pshat. He follows the pshat of the drash. Now, let's go over the Mishnah according to Rav Bartinore. Now, the next Mishnah. Hasayot sheshochach otzitz mibeil v'nismal lemayim. Hasayot umo nasod es habeil b'sid v'shiyazik mimo v'darkei lehovi yasid libeil b'otzitz v'isi beil oyu b'mayim sher v'nishka ho otzitz v'seich hamayim v'nismal im hoyu hamayim tzofim al gabov kol shehu Shalom Yishava HaMayim Dechom Shoyim Yerovim. In other words, it overflows and it's connected with the water of the bay. So Yishava Dechom Shoyim Yerovim Abol Im Hoyo Ma'ale Otis Biyotei Hoyin Yusok Nas and Pushim Vim Lav Shein HaMayim Tzok Malgabo. So Memele, the water that is in the Otis, in the Kele, so become Shoyim. So Lo Yishava. Why? Because the Reb Lezer holds that und wenn es schwere effektiv, only if it's in as geschami. So the major portion of the Memsor will be supplied by the geschami. Maschinen, if it's not in as geschami, then I'm sure it's not effective. And here, this Mishneches deals with the case where it's not in as geschami. Some melee, everything is show, and whom Shechapullo is not Kshayo. Uvishin in Kshomim, I have Dio in Kshomim, Kimdi Kemayim Ubeir, Yishovek, Damo. This is what Rablezer, and Rabbi Yeshua, we should say. We Rabbi Yeshua, Eimer bin Kach, bin Kach, Yishovek. Yochel Amshich, because Rabbi Yeshua holds, even Shim Shechapullo is still Kshayo. Now the next mission. Again, Hamisadeh kan kanim bisich habeir. Vinismal umay. So if he set up kankanim in the bayah in order that the mayim of the bayah should be absorbed by the tfanis of the kankanim. Vinismal umay, and then the kankanim, the teich of the kankanim was filled up with water. And there is no water in the bear itself, because all the water that was in the bear was absorbed by the bear itself, and the only water that remained is inside the kankani. So in other words, this Mishneh calls it Rabbi Yeshua, because when you break it, so then, true, this water becomes shown. But when you break it, so then the water falls into the mikveh, not through your keach, but through the force of gravity. And your keach is only used in breaking it. But then it doesn't fall into the mikveh through your keach. So mimele, it's am shoche, and this mishneh is like Rabbi Yeshua. Harizi Yeshua. כי רבי ישוע דן רביא ספייסי, הוא משבר את הקנקנים ואיזה מקווה בתחילו. Alright, now the next mission. Now the next mission has nothing good. This, so, Zion, Ches, and Tes are expressive of one principle, the same principle. Now, Mishne Yud mentions another thing. But let's go over Mishne Yud. So that's the last Mishne, second there. Mikve sheyesh bei avoyim somayim vidit. So Rav Lezer may mabilim b'mayim, they mabilim b'tit. So Rabbi Yeshua may b'mayim u'b'tit. So Rav Lezer says that if a mikveh has aboim so, and the aboim so is mitzvah to the mayim, to cut to the memso, but still, even though it's mitzuret, so it's considered like a mikveh that has memso, because the teeth is also considered like mayim in order to be mitzuret to the memso. But the tefillah, the maise tefillah, has to take place in mayim, not in the teeth. So mele, even though it's mitzuret and it has it in of mayim to be mashlim the memso, the teeth. But the ma'aseh tefillah has to be my mamish. Reb Lezer in me madbilim b'mayim ve'madbilim b'tit, because the ma'aseh tefillah has to be my mamish. Reb Yeshua in me b'mayim u'b'tit. Mayim u'b'tit. So Reb Yeshua also agrees that the ma'aseh tefillah has to be mayim, not b'tit. There couldn't be tefillah in tit. But Reb Yeshua holds that the mayim is mikadmim es atzmo. So even though he immersed himself in 40 soul that consists of mayim and teeth, but in the mitzies, in the yechatimtze of the tvile, so the mayse tvile took place in the mayim, because the mayim is mikadmim litit. So, drash, kishamayim tzomloga mitit, vafuragov shekil mitit, מדבין לרבי שוי, אני תשמעי מקבי, ורבי זה לסת להיסוע, אבל אם הוא יומד לו קליקות במים הצופים על גבי עתיד, let's say if it's a clean cotton, and the water that is above the teeth is enough to immerse the Greek cotton, then Rabbi Lazar is also made it. Behold, made Rabbi Lazar also in Tfilah. Kim shall you shake a bit it? Klar. Umitztarif la hashling abomzu. Now, beis a teeth matbilin. Which kind of teeth are we say, are we teivel? So Rabbi Shua says that we can be teivel. In other words, it has to have a sufficient degree of softness in order to be able to be tamed. We teach Amayim Tzof Malgam. Hoy Amayim Mitzadechot Meide Rabbi Yeshua Shematbilim B'mayim V'matbilim B'teit. So it's only if the Mayim is Sofi Malgam Yatid. But suppose the teeth is Misulek to one tzad and the Mayim to another tzad, so they're not Beize Titomu. Now, how soft must it be? How soft must it be? So two halachas are mentioned. First of all, that the teeth and the mayim have to be together, mixed together. If the teeth is misulik mitzadechot, then the mayim is adachia. So then it cannot be teivel, be teeth to the mayim. Only when it's miurev together, and the mayim is soft malgaba. And then, in order that it should be considered as mayim, that the teacher, because it is mayim, so it must have a certain degree of softness. What degree of softness? So we have kamashis. What degree of softness? Beize titomu. So be teacher akone yered meilov. That it is so, if the teeth is so soft, that if you put in a kone, so it will sink, the kone will sink, you know, by itself. You don't have to push it. In other words, if it's relatively thick, then it will not sink by itself. You have to push the kone. But if it is relatively soft, then it will sink by itself without pushing it. Shurach l'nimoch l'karach, shimisim ba'akone yishka b'tikmeyelo, without pushing it. Divrei Reb Meir. Reb Yudei Meir, there is another criterion of determining the sufficient softness of the teeth. Mokim she'inakone ne'amidoim. If it is so soft that the Knei Amido cannot stand there. So this is not as soft as Kone Yered Meir. Kone Yered Meir, in other words, Reb Meir requires a higher degree of softness in the teeth than Reb Yudah. So each one who comes first mentions a higher degree of softness than the one that comes after. Aber der Lozo ben der Loye im Yamokim sham Mishkeles Yerenes. Mishkeles B'dil Shol Abanoim V'chol Ashirurim Alolu Kol Echot Meisit Mikei She'atit V'yobhi She'ori Shen Rach Mikulom V'ashei Mikoshe Imen V'ashli Shikoshe Imen V'chein Kulom Reb Lezer Imer Ayiret V'chov Yes. In other words, if it can go down V'chov Yes, so V'im Atit Rach Kol Kach She'yochem V'shopi Yechul Ikonis Bipetzar shel chob yes. Also it will, if the teeth is so soft that you can push it through a very narrow spout of the chob yes, so that sufficient softness to give it a bit of mayim that you can maintain with it. Reb Shimon Eimer hanichnas b'shveres aneit shveres shel kone shemanichin al pi aneit sheshev shenisech v'shir aneke shel shveres aneit She yirets shteyetz boyes chesres. She in reichav shteyetz boyes of yisenei shel fasayad loy hagudu. In other words, if you take these two fingers as a diameter, and you draw a circle around these two fingers, so that's the kind of a neck of yishiferes anit. And then, so they came here, anim dat biluv. So that's even less soft. So of all the shiurim of softness, so the least soft is mentioned by Rav Elazar Rav Tzadok. Hanim dadulu kol zman shu rach kol kach shu nim dadulu vu kli shemarzik vov beitzim hu nim datim amikve vitevim li v'aloche ki Rav Yudi. In other words, mokim shim knei amido imi. All right, now this is the pshat of the Rav in all these missions. Now let's see the Rash. Now the Rav's pshat is based upon the pshat of the Rashi. אם אין אז קשום, כלאים, כשיימתי, אם יש בכמעט מים איש עובר, ויפלו המים מן הקנקנן לפה, שם שוחי, כיוונתי מתירס כלים שבורים נפלו לפה, ואם לאו, שאין או אין אז קשומים, אינה בשם מים לפה, לא איש עובר. Now, the girse of the Rav and the Rashi is not oil. In other words, we need both. Number one, that it should be an Ishamim in order that the Ishamim should supply the major portion of the Memsor. And number two, that there should be a little bit of water at the very outset in order to prevent, to preclude the possibility of initial water of a Reviz falling in before the breaking of the Kankan. So then it will pass. So engage with him at my Bibeya Yishov Vipla Mayim Lekan Konon Libeya Sham Shochim Sham Shochim Kivin Dimitiras Kelim Shmurim Nefn Libeya. So in other words, according to the Rash, there are two types of Amshoch. One type of Amshoch is the regular Amshoch that everybody, I mean, agrees that is Amshoch. In other words, when you pour it a little away from the mikveh, So it doesn't fall directly into the mikveh, but first it falls here, and then it glides into the mikveh. So that's one type of amshochet. And then another type of amshochet is when it falls immediately into the mikveh. Here, when you break the kankani and the gag, so it immediately, in other words, it means that it puts, let's say if here is the gag, so he puts the kankanim right in here, and then he breaks the kankanim. So it immediately falls, it drops, the water immediately drops into. So still it's considered amshoche. Why is it considered amshoche? Because when is it considered that it's directly poured into the mikveh, if it comes into the mikveh through his care. So if you, let's say you turn over a bottle, a glass, so then it comes in the mikveh through your keach. But when you vent upon the kankana, so you apply your keach and the shvire, then when the water falls in, it doesn't fall in through your force, but through gravity. So maybe that's another type of amshoch, according to the Rashi. But that's a chiddush, because according to the other Rishonim, let's say the Rosh, the Rambam, who are Geira is Oi, so maybe this din is not mentioned. So we could say, what is Amshoche? Amshoche is if it comes in indirectly. If first you pour away from the mikveh, and then it lies down. But when it comes directly into the mikveh, even though it's done, it comes into the mikveh through the force of gravity. But as long as it comes in directly through the mikveh, see, into the mikveh, even without your keach, so then it's your mamish. Then it's not amshocha, we could say. But according to the Rashi Pshat, so there is a mishnah mefureshes that there are two types of amshocha. Now, when we learned chum last year, nuchashrite, so we discussed the machlekes between the ro and the rashbo. Now, shrite has to be maise shrite. V'zobachto pratche nitz b'chom mi'ileo. So there is a machlekes between the Rashi and the Ro. Suppose somebody holds a sake, the sheikhet holds the sake, and then he just lifts his fingers, but he doesn't exert any keach. So the Rashi says that it's good. The Rashi says it's good. The Ro says it's not good. The Ro says it's not good. Now, how does the Rashi know that it's good, that it is a good shchite? So he mentioned the Gemara in Bavakami. So he in Dalet Vorm Chalim. So in other words, if somebody, let's say, had a certain event, let's say between his feet, in his lap. And it was held, it was kept, because his 2 feet were kept together. Then he spread out his feet. So the melee, the heaven fell. And suppose the heaven fell, Daladamas, oh, it fell in another Rishus. He was sitting, let's say, at the border of the Rishus HaYochid, and close to the Rishus Rabbi. And the moment he spread out his feet, so the melee, the heaven fell into the Rishus Rabbi. So by Shabbos he's not chayev because Melechus Machshavos also came, but Liyin Dalit Vorim, so he is chayev. And by Shabbos, if not for Melechus Machshavos, he would also be chayev. So the Rashi says, so we see that it's considered his ma'aseh yadayim, not gromek. If it would be gromek, so then the Gemara wouldn't have to resort that Shabbos is potter of chatos because it's not Melechus Machshavos, and he wouldn't be chayev Dalit Dvorim by chvore. Let's say in case this heaven injures someone, so he's chayev dalet dvorim. So that's the Raya of the Rashbo, that hasoras keach hamenea, that's called hasoras keach hamenea. In other words, like this, you know, you shecht, so like this, so you exert keach. But if you just hamesia the menea, and then it shechts the chelochem avoyeh, so it's good. The roi is chayev, and he says that the shechita is not good. Why? Because by shechita there is halacha of kiyah gavre. By chvore there is no halacha of kiyah gavre. So if the ma'ase is done through asoras kiyah hamenea, so it's also good. Mashein kein, if by shechita, so there is halacha of kiyah gavre. So here there is no kiyah gavre. Anyway, so we have a situation where a person does an act and it's considered his ma'ase. So it's not considered gome, but he doesn't use his keach. Just hasoras keach hamene. So in other words, if this is kept like this, and then I move away my hands and it falls down, so I don't exert any force. Hasoras keach hamene. So it's considered his ma'ase, but still, without using the keach. So according to the Rashi Pshat, this Mishneh, even though it's considered as his ma'aseh, but since he doesn't use his keach, so it's considered amshoche. So that's a second type of amshoche. It's not like the amshoche when you pour away from the mikveh and then it lights down into the mikveh. There, the water doesn't come in directly. But here it comes in directly. He bends upon the kankanim and immediately the water spills. Immediately. But it's done for asoras keach hamenea. And then it takes place through the force of gravity, not through your keach. So mele, that is also considered as a type of amshoche. Alright. But that's a big chiddush. V'imlav she'enein es kshomi. Inam she'imayim bibei yalo yishom. So in other words, because Rav Lezer holds that Shuvashim Shichur Kulo is Psulo, only Him Shichur Mu'oto. Now, so Bishleime, if we say, like the Rishayim, that Shom, Kule, or Rube is possible in Raise, whereas Shom, Miute, is only possible in Rabbanon, then we can very readily understand this distinction between Shuvo Shim Shechua Kulo Rubo, so it's possible, and Shuvo Shim Shechua Miuto is kosher. Because Hamshoche has to be Mavkia the Psul of Shom. So if it's in Shicho Miuto, so it was only, originally it was only possible, it could be only possible with Rabbanon. So Mele, that's the Aloche, that Hamshoche is Mavkia the Psul Shom with Rabbanon. Masha'in Kin Shuvo Shim Shechua Kulo or Rubo. So it's possible with Raise, Hamshoche cannot be Mavkia the Psul of Shom with Raise, only Psul of Shom with Rabbanon. But how about the Shittin, the Shittin Rashi, Rashbam, that that, I'm sorry, how about, how about the Shita of the Ri and the Rambam, that even Shov Kulei is only possible in Rabbanon? So then the question arises, so why is it that Reb Elazar ben Yaakov says that only if it is im shechu o miuto is kosher, but if im shechu o rubo kulo is possible? In either case of Shov, it's only possible in Rabbanon. So why should Hamshoche be Mavkia, this Psalm Rabbanon and not the other Psalm Rabbanon? So we mentioned already, so we have to mention the same svar that we mentioned, I don't know, a few shurim, so ago. So in other words, how is it that in regard, where the Sophic is, where it's Rubi Shov or not, we're not here alone. So Bishman, according to the Shemim, that Rubi Shov is posting the Raisa, so we cannot be dealing with Hokul, because we can only be dealing with Hokul with Rabbanon, in Rabbanon. But according to the Shemim, like the Rambam and the Ri, that even Shov Kule is only posting the Rabbanon. So just as we can be dealing with Hokul in connection with Gimul Lugim Shuvi, we should be able to be dealing with Hokul in connection with Kule Shuvi. The answer is that even if Kule Shov is only posting the Rabbanon, but there is a fundamental distinction between Kulei Shov and Gimul Lugim Shov. Kulei Shov, even according to Rishayim, in Raisi it's kosher, but Midrabonon doesn't even have a Chalisha Mikve. It doesn't even have a Chalisha Mikve. Midraisi it has a Chalisha Mikve. But Midrabonon, it doesn't even have a Chalisha Mikve. Masheinke, Gimul Lugim, or Miut, let's say, Yuteso, has the same din like Gimulugim, as long as it's mute. So, even with Rabbonon it has a Shem Mikve, but it's possible. So, Hamshoche can only be Mavkiya Shem Psu if it has a Shem Mikve, but it has Mayim Psulim, so Hamshoche is Mavkiya the Psul of Shulim. Masheinke, if it's Kulish Shov, so let's say it's in Rabbonon Psul. But Midrabonon doesn't even have a Shem Mikve, so Hamshoche cannot acquire a Shem Mikve. The same svora that we applied Ligabe not being Tilul Hokul in a Sofik, whether it's fully shown or not. And we apply the same svora, I think, at the very beginning in connection with the first Mishneh, with the Shittes Rav. The Rav applies it, the Rav applies the first Mishneh of Shem Shmaris Mikvois to a mikveh that is natural. Because if the mikveh is show, then it would be mikabu. It would be mikabu tometu. The only reason is why megaboyim is not mikabu tome, is not mikabu tome, is because it has a halation mikveh, if it has revis. So in the rice it can be mitaya machter mitzineres. But if it's shov, it doesn't have a chalishem mikveh, so maybe it could be mikabu tumi. In other words, the rav agrees with the raibet. The fact that it's mechubah, that is not enough. But only because it has a chalishem mikveh. So when does it have a chalishem mikveh? When it is einishov. But if it is shov, it doesn't have a chalishem mikveh. So we said, that would be alright if the rav got more shit had been like the rishenim, that Kulei Shov is possibly rising. But the Rav that Nova Shita happens to be in the second pairing, that Kulei Shov is only possibly Rabbanon. So why does he say that this Mishneh must have reference to a case, to a Megaboyim, that is natural? Because if it is Shov, so then all the Megaboyim would become Tomei. All the Megaboyim would become Tomei. Even though Midraise, it still can be Mitaya Machti Mitzinele, yes. The answer is, because Midrabonon Shov cannot be Mitaya. So Monevsheh, so because of that Midrabonon it cannot be Mitaya. So maybe it's Mikabu Tume. So even if it's any Shov, but if it's less than Memso, it's still Midrabonon it cannot be Mitaya in Machti Mitzinele, yes. So the answer was, because there is a difference between the Midrabonon, between the Drabonon of Shov, of Kulei Shov, and the Drabonon of less than Memso. So, true, mit Rabbonon, Ivri, Vizenisho. But if it is less than them, so mit Rabbonon, it cannot be Mitaya, Machte, Mitzenereis. So it doesn't mean that it doesn't have Ishe Mikve, Ligabi, Machte, Mitzenereis. Ishe Mikve it has, but mit Rabbonon we require them, so, just as according to many Vishenim. So even, so, Mayan, with Tvila Sodom, the Mayan requires them so. So we couldn't say that he doesn't have a Shemikve. Mayan certainly has a Shemikve. But it's a halacha that the Mayan Tvila has to be in a minimum of them so. So the Chachomim of Misake, with the Raisa, the Mayan Tvila of Machte Mitzenereis does not have to be in a minimum of them so. It can take place in a minimum of a Revis. But Chachomim of Misake, that the Maise Tvila has to be in him himself, but not that the Chachomim of Misakin, that he doesn't have a Shemikve vis-a-vis Machte Mitzenereis. A Shemikve it has, Masheim Kein Vichov, so then with Rabbonon he doesn't even have a Shemikve. So Mele, the same Svar we have to say, according to the Rishen, that Kuli Shov is only possible with Rabbonon, still Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, that Amshochi is only effective by Miuchon, but not by Kulishov. What's the difference? The answer is, the difference is this. Because if it's Kulishov for Rubishov, two Midrash is kosher, but Midrabon doesn't even have a Shemikveh. So the Mele Amshochi cannot confer a Shemikveh on it. Masha'in came if it's Mutishov. So, and then you are Mamshich, that water, so then Shemikveh it has in Midrabon. But it's possible. So Hamshoche, that's the halacha, that Hamshoche is mafkiya the Shem. Alright. Now. Vim lav shein in es shomim, inam shimayim bibeilu yishomer. Vim ein in es shomim, lo mi yishomer. Im lazis mikve mehanuch mayim, kosov rebleze, vishivo shimshichu kulo yirubo psuo. Aber geschehen es geschomim, Yishove lahamshich ilo hamayim, v'yismal yirim ha-mikvim me'kshomim, uchshein b'mayim kval, namer lo yishove, av al pi shein es ha-kshomim, pen yipla min ha-bayim libei revis kinim shlire, v'rebles al itayim idam li'il revis mayim pesel mitchilo, v'yesh nishnaye shekosu ben, imin es kshomim hi, or yim yesh v'kimat mayim libei, v'lese, t'ligar sinanoi, whose gear say is oi? That's the Gersus Rosh. We'll soon see. Rabbi Yeshua in Meir bin Kach, and Kach Yishove. The Kosova, the Shleisho Lugim, with the Pasla Vitrila, the Loi Revis, the Loi Hashino, and Shema Yi, Plu, the Peir Shleisho Lugim, Kirim Shvire. We have the Gavla Venis Shomim, Yishove, the Yochel Hamshi, Hachino Mikve, the Kosova, Shuva Shim Shechu, Kulo Yisteo, Upluk, the Ibisim, the Kamilit Mure, between the Kosova, Yaakov and Rabbonon, Elo, the Hosom, לא ימצינו שיח שימן דיבוי רביה, אלו כשקידמו רביה להמשוך, ושם הלוי שם. They had the Gemara as reference to a case where there was, now this sugya, I asked you to go over it, in the long thesis, it's a very important sugya. So, now, so there is a long Teisves, and that Teisves mentions the Shita of the Shiltas. The Shilta is that the Shiltas is in Parsha Achimis. Now, the Shita of the Shiltas is that when Rabbi Omar Rabbi Yechanan says Shuvoshim Shechu O Kulo Yisteiro, it doesn't mean that if you just had, let's say, 40 so Mayim Shuvim, and then you spilled, you had in a big vessel, you had 40 so, a gigantic vessel. So you had 40 so, Mayim Shuvim. Then you spilled it on the ground near the mikveh, everything lighted down. So it is Ksheol just like that. No, then it's not Ksheol. But it means, Shuvo Shim Shechu O Kulo Yisteiro. Shim Shechu O means like this. If you had, let's say, in a vessel, you had you had four diso of Maimshu, then you spilled it on the ground. And you manipulated that it should enter, this four diso should lie down into the mikveh. And so it's not Kshelas yet. But then Arboim so make sure it dropped in. If there hadn't been Amshoche, so the halacha is that if Gimlugin comes into a mikveh before there is Memso, make sure. So then it passes everything, and then even though another Memso Kshomim comes in, it's still possible because of the Gimlugin. So, but if Amshoche was realized, so and then new water came in, Memso, so it's possible. Of course, it has to be explained, the sheet of the Shiltes. But the sheet of the Shiltes is that when Rabbi Nomar Rabbi Yechanan says Shumashim Shechuru Kulo Teiro, it doesn't mean that it's Teiro and you can be Teiro in that water itself. That water itself, we cannot be Teiro. But as a result of the Hamshoche that was realized, and the Memso, so if more an additional Memso of Mekshom will come in, so there is Mekshom. So then it will be shame. It'll be big shame. Alright. Now, so the Roshan is Rebleza Biyakov Meir, Mikve Sheyesh Bei Esrim Viachaso Mikshami, Mimale Bikate, Cha Esri So, Upoiskom Mikve Vete, Cha Shive Mitaheres Birebiye Viamshoch. So, what kind of an example does he mention? That initially you had the Chopalev So Mikshami. And then the Shuvim came in for Amshoche. The implication being that if initially you will have the Yuteso Shuvim for Amshoche. And then Chofalev so would drop in from rainfall, then it wouldn't be kasha. That's how it's mashu. Mikveh sheyesh be'esrim v'achaso mikshomim mimalo v'katzeh. She'ashive mitaheres birbiye v'amshochem. So it's mashu. Birbiye is mentioned first. First you had the Chofalev so, and then you are mamshich, you test so shu. But not the other way around. So this is what he said. Because this is the example Rabbi Rabbi Yaakov mentioned. Even though the example as he mentions is an example where initially you had the Chopalev Somik Shomim that were never shown, and then you brought in for Amshoche Yuteso that were originally shown. But it doesn't have to be Davki in that order. It can be in the opposite order too. So it's also Vishemolish, Uvidisef de Mashma, Denchik, Kmushefomish Rikam. So that's the Rashi, that it doesn't make any difference whether the Rebbe comes before the Amshoche or the Amshoche of the Mute, Shuvim comes before the Rebbe. But the Shidas Rambam is to the contrary, and the Shulchan Aruch paskens not like the Rashi. In other words, the Shulchan Aruch paskens that Amshoche is only effective by mute memso, not by rubei, not by kulei, and even by mute, so it's only effective if the rov of the mikshomim came to the mikveh first, and then you are mamshich, you take mute of mayim shuvim to Amshoche. Right, not like the Rashi. Und die selbe Masche mit Hilfe mich Porsche kann bringen alle das ist in meinem Schuh mit mich schon schön mit Salben der Gott auf Buch und ich we schenkt war kann kann ich lagat soll ich bla mein mit ich mit Bayer er und ich poche mit Sadach und mich schon mit Psoche mit Bayer so that words so that the regular case of Amshoch Schwire is a Chidesh but this Kvie is the regular case of Amshoch וקצסטיימי, הנקה קאנים, that's what we discussed before. הנקה קאנים שנשמלו מים, אם יורד וקשומם וזכו, ונשמלו, הולף שיטי, כאילו דילב לקח לסחבין, אלו לנגבון, כדימוך בפרקם ונשאבס, גם אם נניח קיימן תחס הצידר, דיביסילו מתארים משוחח, ואמרין הוסום, דייניחו משספי זרובים, דברחקר תויר, לא נח ליקו אלו שייניחו משסקי שרובי, ונספסו, וחוזרו ונזקשו, ואף אם הוכי קטוני הוסום, ומתים בישיר משוחח וחוצה שהוא תויר. So why do we have to resort to all that? So in other words, so it should be kosher because it's not even show. It's not even show because it was the kankanim became mole by themselves. I mean, he was mishaving that the kankanim should be nismal. So then he says, "Vishemo yish lechalik dihosom vishedoflu mealein limikve avol hochini rodibeir achshevune achshevine." In other words, so the Rash explains it on the basis of the premise that true that it doesn't become shom. I'll be milu pikli if there was no rotzi, but here he shaved the kankan or he scaved the kankan. So the mele, that means that there is rotzi, but the rotzi comes later. So the Rash says, since there is a rotzi later, so that rotzi later has a retroactive effect. And the mele, it becomes show for milu became. Now, the din of show, there are two types of show. Now, we shouldn't forget that there are two types of show. There is one show of show bikli, and there is another show of show for the milu bikati. Now, you see, when he says, Abel Hoche, so in other words, why? Because there was a rotzen later on. So that has a retroactive effect and it becomes show al dimil bichli. He doesn't mean aber hoche dir al beir so achshevune achshevine and the mele, why doesn't he mention an abelatarat? Why does he have to say the rash aber hoche dir al beir? Why do they have to mention the fact that it's achshav? Without achshav, since they are two types of show, one show is a show of the milubikli, and another show is a show of milubikati. Now let's say the raivachiti is that there is a difference. Show bikule al milubikli is only possible with rabbi. In other words, suppose someone was shachia the kankani. Let's say he has a mikveh in his own courtyard. And then he was shecheach in his own courtyard, the kankani. And then it started to rain. And they were filled up with water. And then there was a wind. And the wind blew the kankani into the bay. So then it would be kosher. Because why? Because he did not have rotzen, he was not mishaving that these kankanim should be filled up with mine. But suppose he deliberately set up the kankanim in his courtyard in order that they should be filled up with rainwater, and then the wind pushed the water of the kankanim into the mikveh, even though that wasn't done by him, that was done by the wind. But inasmuch as there was his rots, that these kankanim should be filled up with water, because he wanted to use them for drinking, for washing, not for the mikveh. But then the wind poured the water from the kankanim into the mikveh. So then it would be shown. Why? because since he deliberately left the kankanim in the courtyard in order that they should be filled up with rainwater, so they became shalom. They became shalom. Now, in the case where he will, let's say, in the case where he forgot the kankanim in the courtyard and they were filled up with rainwater, so then he didn't become shalom. But then, when he came out and he saw they were full with water, even though originally he did not intend that the kankanim should be filled up. He just forgot them in the courtyard. So he didn't become shalom at that time. But suppose when he walks out into the courtyard, he sees the kankanim are full with water, so he picks up the kankanim and he pours them directly into the mikveh. He's miyad in the mikveh.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. and we all give up. And then there's a big wind, and the wind fills all the mankind into the deep lake of the sun. Because there is only a deep sun, because we cannot stay down by rain, not by rain, not by rain. And there is no near the sea, because near the sea has to be coupled with the element of life, with the destructive element. And we can't do anything.
You've got to do it. Yeah. Thank you.
there's no option for that. Because we have no option. And we do not have to do that. That is my decision. And I say, we don't see where there is to be completed now. Completed that. Materialism is changed. So we knew that there is a possibility. The world is going to come to that. We define the world. So we need to do that. So we need to do that better. So we need to do that. So we need to do that. So we need to stop that. We need to stop that.